This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Green on the run to the 25-20. Green in a foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown! Rob Gronkowski!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back at home to take on the Miami Dolphins.
Patriots trailing by three. Sets up with a throw to the right side. Catch made by Edelman. Turns to the end zone. And he runs it past the five. He got it to the end zone. Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. The end of the season is here for the Patriots. They've got these games to go all within the division to wrap up the year, the next three straight, all within the division, and all of them leading right up until the time we find out where the Patriots will be in terms of seeding, where they will be going forward in the playoffs. And today they have a chance to actually clinch the division with a win over the Miami Dolphins. Welcome to the program, everybody. Glad to have you along. We'll be here for the next couple of hours talking about this one. Well, we are now into December, and weather is getting slightly colder, and the Miami Dolphins are coming to town, and there should be no lack of motivation in this game, given that the Patriots had a tough game against this team to start the year.
Yes, they did.
And given that the Dolphins have been popping off saying they could have scored 50 points in the opener.
Is that a smart thing to say?
No, because I think 50 points might get scored today by the
like,
home
why?
Team.
Why? I don't know why you would do that. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
Because your head coach is not a dictator now. This is not a dictatorship. He takes all comers, and he will let you speak your mind down there. And he's not a dictator. That's why Jared Odrick's ripping him on the sideline, and that's why the team will never go where they should go.
Well, he's not a dictator, and that's why he's got like an insane locker room situation over
that's
the last couple of years.
He has three games left as an NFL head coach.
Right. So, with that being the case, we know what the records say about Miami in the cold and Miami up here in December and all
although
of that.
Although it's not all that cold. Don't be fluffing this up for you to fit your
well,
little
I'll tell you
story.
What.
I know your little notes coming in. You had
no,
your
no, listen.
It's cold. Oh, it's cold. It's beautiful
it's cold
out
enough.
There.
It is
40 degrees and sunny.
It's beautiful for people from New England. It's a beautiful day. But isn't that line of demarcation 40 degrees? That's the one they always use.
Yeah, but it's above 40, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then good
I think
for
it's
them.
Pretty cold.
So screw your show topic.
I thought it was high 30s.
I don't know. Do we have a thermometer outside today?
High 30s.
I'm saying it's low 40s.
Either way, this team coming into this game, and I'm talking about the Patriots, I think the motivation factor in this one, like this had to be fresh on their minds all week. This is a team that beat us.
Yep.
This
yeah.
is a team that we've already lost to this season, and we've got to, you know, either prove it to ourselves or be in a situation where we have to beat this team today.
You've lost two like in a row against the Dolphins.
There's just no way that I think, because we're at the part of the season now where you start wondering, any shot they overlook an opponent?
No.
Or any shot they, you know,
I think you're gonna
don't
see
get as amped up for a game as much as they should. I think there's none of that comes into question today with this game.
Frothing at the mouth. I think you're going to see a team that's coming out to finish the business of the division and sort of take that next step.
To the point where they want to put an ass-kicking on the Dolphins
yes.
today.
And I think yep. the 50-point thing is probably the cherry on top of the ass-kicking Sunday.
That's what I'm excited about. That's what I'm excited about. No, the ass-kicking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like a good
and
Sunday.
I like the cherry on top, though.
I don't.
I don't
you don't
the
like the cherry on
fling
top?
The cherry.
Oh.
Get rid of the cherry.
I'll eat you. Andy's got to go. Andy's got another commitment. All right, here's the number for you. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Jump on board. The phone lines are open. Also, emails, webradio@patriots.com. Join us on the Patriots Facebook page at facebook.com/New England Patriots. I know many of you are already there. We've got the chat going, get the polls going, poll center up and running, all that good stuff. So check it out at facebook.com/New England Patriots. But the phone number for you is 855-PATS500. If you're on Twitter today, use the hashtag all caps PPGS. That's right. PPGS is your hashtag. And, join us. We're supposed to be social here on this program. Are
join
we not,
us.
Paul?
Shall you?
Join us. What do you think? What are your opening thoughts about this game today?
Well, I kind of feel the way you guys opened it up, the way you guys presented it. I feel like even if there were an opportunity here to have some sort of trap game or a letdown after a big road win last week in San Diego, I think that kind of mindset gets thrown out the door because the Patriots were manhandled in the opener, and they don't forget things like that. And we remember the last time they got really just demolished in a season opener and against a division opponent on the road. It was Buffalo way back when in 2003, 31-0. And they come back and they close the season with a 31-0 win here in Foxborough. So I could see a similar kind of thing where the Patriots have a lot of motivation today. I can see Miami not having a lot of motivation today. I understand that they're playing for their playoff lives, but I also think there's a chance that they have some resignation in their play today. Knowing that, once again, they have failed to take advantage of opportunities that they've had to win some games. There's three big games that spring to mind, Beetle, for me, with the Dolphins. One was against the Green Bay Packers at home, where they allowed a touchdown pass to Aaron Rodgers in the last 10 seconds. Another was on the road against Denver, where they had an 11-point fourth-quarter lead. And then last week against Baltimore, again at home, totally in control of the game in the first half, up 10-0, should have been a lot more than that. And they end up winning. They end up losing all three of those games. I think it's just the same old in Miami. And I think that they may come out today a very desperate team, and the Patriots could have their hands full. But I think the more likely scenario is they come out today, the Patriots score early, maybe on the first drive, and that's game, set, match.
So with their record at 7-6, could we say that their record does not accurately portray what they are? Are they a little bit better than that?
No.
Based on those close games that you mentioned, or no?
I don't. Because I think good teams don't lose all of those games.
I mean, they did put up 36 points on Denver, and I respect Denver's defense.
They did. They did, and they lost.
I know they lost. I know they lost because they gave up 39, but they still put up 36 points in that game.
I think Miami has some talent, if that's what you're asking. I don't think this is one of those Chicago Bears-type teams that comes in and has no ability to compete. I think that the Dolphins have talent. I don't think they have toughness. I don't think they have the coaching that the Patriots have. I don't think they have the quarterback that the Patriots have. And I think that holds them back.
Even with all those things that you mentioned, and this is why I think it's pertinent to bring that up, are they better than the 7-6? The Buffalo Bills are also 7-6, and we're going to see them coming up here in this stretch to finish the season. It's an all-AFC East stretch. Has the division gotten better this year? Is the division tougher this year than it was a year ago?
I think those two teams are more talented than those two teams have been in recent years. I think the Jets are less talented than they've been in recent years. So I think in all, you're going to still end up winning the division by three or four games, probably four. No, I think it's the same.
You think it's the same?
Yeah.
I feel as if
I think the division games are always tough games because they're in your division. As much as the Patriots have dominated this division over the years, there's only one year they ran the table in the division, and that was 2007. When they ran the table.
Right, they ran the table on everybody.
They always find a way to lose a division game. They've already lost one this year. They lost it in the opener. So when you play division games, I think by nature, they're a little bit tougher.
Well, you're familiar with everybody in the division, right? There's some level of, you know, comfort in knowing that your preparation for the game maybe not be as difficult as other games.
They might be a little,
you know, something.
Those two teams might be a little bit better. I think Buffalo might be a little bit better than they've been. I think the Dolphins have sort of been teetering on this under Tannehill, where they have some ability, they have some players, they made some moves. Last year they went out and got Mike Wallace. This year they went out and got Brent Grimes. They've added some talent to that team, and they're not terrible. That's what I'm saying. I'm not painting this out to be, you know, Oakland coming to town or Jacksonville coming. These teams are pretty talented. I just don't think they have the quarterback, coach, and toughness to compete with the Patriots.
I agree with all of those things. I just feel that this year the Dolphins and the Bills have improved.
I think the Jets have improved.
The Jets are going in the other direction.
Now the Jets are and the Dolphins are probably going to end up with a worse record,
which is.
But you know, I agree. I think they're a better team.
So that's how I feel about the division. And I think these last three games, I look at this one, for obvious reasons. The Dolphins have had some success here against the Patriots. And I look at the Bills as a team that's improved, and their defense is tough. And I think the Bills have more toughness than the Dolphins.
I do too.
I would say that about them. So that would be true.
I just think Tannehill's a little better than what they have at quarterback.
And yes,
whether it's Manuel or Orton. But I think you're right. I think Buffalo is a little bit tougher than they have been.
So just something to think about here as we head into this stretch and take on these teams. Patriots have three more to go in the regular season. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. The email is webradio@patriots.com. That's webradio@patriots.com. We're going to get into the keys to the game once Andy makes his return from the other radio commitment that he has. Email's already coming in, webradio@patriots.com. Jason from Indiana writes, "Hey, guys, I am super pumped to smack the Finns right in the dorsal today. I am predicting a big day for both Blunt and Gray. Yes, Andy, he gets more relevant than one-game flash and contributes. My concern is how well will Vollmer handle Cameron Wake? The guy always seems to screw up something. We're going in every game we play him." I think that means he's screwing up something in every game that he's playing in. Go Pats, fillet the Finns, Jason from Indiana.
Yeah, Wake has been a going concern for the Patriots in his time in Miami. He does seem to show up. I think less so here. I think it's always easier for pass rushers at home. You know, they seem to get the jump off the ball a little bit better at home. And, you know, they play off the crowd, and I think that emotion of the home crowd. But Cameron Wake has been a going concern, and that will be a tough test for Vollmer because he does rush off the other side. I don't know if you caught this. You see, he had a funny this week. And someone asked him, like, why he rushes off the defensive left side, so against the right tackle for the opposition. And they asked him why that is because most of the premier pass rushers go blindside. He said, well, because when I got here, Jason Taylor said, this is my side. You take that side.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously Taylor's been gone for a while.
Just kind of stuck.
And it just stuck.
Peter from Manchester in the UK writes, "Hey, guys, love the Bolden interview last week postgame." That would be Brandon Bolden, not Brandon Browner.
Correct.
That we talked to. And he writes, "Just wondering how you think we will match up in the secondary against the Dolphins' weapons. Also, I'm slightly concerned about today. After the emotional win last week, do we come out as fast? I see the Dolphins hanging around and possibly stealing it late. If we start fast, though, I agree with Paul, possible 50-burger. But I can see a 17-13 game, too, either way. Pete."
Huh.
I think a fast start would be important in this game.
Well, that would be my key.
You're at home, too.
That would be my key to the game is to, you know, have – let's get away from the three-and-out stuff early on and let's move the football. And I think once you get a lead in this game, I think Miami will get cold. And I agree with you about the weather. I don't think it's warm by any stretch. It's cold.
It's a beautiful day
for
December
in New England.
I walked from my car into the stadium today. I thought, wow, it's a gorgeous day outside.
It's a beautiful December day in New England. Take that for what you will.
I've got that New England blood in my veins. So it's, you know, I think of that as a beautiful day. Someone who is used to living in Miami may not think that.
I was actually chuckling yesterday. I don't know. It was supposed to be a really nice weekend. It was supposed to be sunny and in the mid-40s Saturday and Sunday. And I don't know if you got any of this weather where you were. Yesterday for, I'd say, about 2 hours, it was just like snow flurries blowing around in the morning, like from like 11-ish, 10 or 11 to like 1. And then the sun indeed came out, and it was a beautiful day. And I was thinking, right around the time Miami should be arriving here, there'll be like some nice snow flurries blowing around. So they'll be like, geez, son of a, you know.
Yeah. That's why these games are up here in December. It's part of the home field advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Kevin in Georgia. He'll lead us off on the phone lines here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. I love the show. I just wanted to, you know, just talk about it a little bit, but I think that Miami is, I think y'all are underestimating Miami, saying that we're going to go in there and just, like, own them when they almost beat Denver right in Mile High. So I'm not as convinced that they're just going to go own Miami. I'm actually kind of scared about it.
I just feel like the Patriots at home are a different animal. I think Miami mentally is going to be beaten as they come here because they know that they blew yet another opportunity to become relevant. You know, if they had won the game last week, then they would have a chance to get within a game here with two games left. Now, instead, the division is basically over no matter what happens in this game today. And I think Miami mentally might check out. If they play hard, if Miami comes to play today and they play hard like they did, like you said, against Denver, then I think you're right. I think you could get a close game. My prediction is based on the fact that I feel that Miami is going to come here looking to get on the bus as quickly as they can.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Kevin's right. I think Miami has the ability to step up and play a tough football game. I just don't think they will.
Andy is back in studio with us. He has rejoined us on the program, and so it's time to get to the keys to the game.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
All right, let's get to the keys to the game. We've already heard one of Paul's big keys, which is get off to a fast start in this game. If you're the Patriots, put some points on the board. Andy, what do you got?
That's a good one. That's what I would have got.
Sorry, it's been taken.
I'm going to say stop the run. It's the one area on defense I think we've questioned and continue to question a little bit. And Eddie Lacy had some success sort of at the beginning and the end, and in the middle they kind of bottled up Eddie Lacy. Well, Lamar Miller's an interesting case. He's averaging 4.8 yards a carry, knocking on the door of a 1,000-yard season, has filled in nicely for no Sean Marino, but he's not a workhorse. You know, he's in the 12 to 15 carry a week type mode. But if you're Miami, I still think you come out and you need to get Lamar Miller going. You know, you ran for a buck 91 or whatever it was down there to open the season. The Patriots' defensive front is deeper than it's been. I think you need to shut down the run, make Ryan Tannehill beat you, make him make some mistakes. So I'll start with the run defense and feed everything else off of that.
Email comes in, webradio@patriots.com, and may
can I say something
right
Twitter
into
first?
This? Go ahead.
I have a good one.
What do you got, Paul?
Make sure you get the right size T-shirt after the game. You don't want to be in the wrong, you don't want to be in the wrong T-shirt.
I like that. I like that one.
That's my key to the game.
You were talking about the defensive front.
Yes.
Todd from The Rock writes, "Hey men, do you think we can get
what's The Rock?"
It says Todd from The Rock,
Alcatraz,
and he writes Newfoundland, Canada underneath. So The Rock is somewhere in Newfoundland.
I would not have guessed Newfoundland, Canada. I might have guessed Gibraltar, because we get somebody that emails in or tweets in from down there somewhere. Alcatraz, maybe you're visiting Alcatraz and on your mobile.
He's in Canada, and he asks,
30 Rockefeller Center.
Do you think you can get pressure on Tannehill today?
Do I think I can get pressure? I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say Chandler Jones plays. I think you're going to get a little juice from Chandler Jones today. But, they've had spurts of pressure. I will say this is probably one of the better interior lines they've faced, so they may actually block Jamie Collins when he lines up in the A-gap and runs straight ahead. They might not allow him to go untouched like we've seen at times in recent weeks, but I think they'll get after Ryan Tannehill
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
and they're missing tackle. Who's the free agent tackle?
Tackle. I don't know.
Brandon Albert?
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Albert. He's out, correct? He's on IR, right?
Yeah.
And they lost Louis Delmas last week to IR.
Yeah,
They're banged up a little bit. Miami, but yeah, Andy's right. The interior of the line, the line is actually much improved in general from what it's been. Now, it wouldn't have taken much to improve that line, but it's been
they
it's
don't
been
beat
really,
each other up in the locker room now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at the pressure that Tannehill faced last year. He still takes a lot of sacks.
You think the rookies are still paying for the vacations over there? What's going
probably
on
not.
In Miami?
We keep that hush-hush.
Oh, we don't talk about that?
Although, to be fair, it's not like Mike Pouncey is, choir boy.
He's one of the best players in the NFL, though.
Very interesting. Do you think that was a mistake from Bill Belichick? Was that a slip of the tongue? Best guards, best offensive linemen, or did he mean to say that Mike Pouncey is one of the best players in the league?
I don't know.
This is radio. I'm going to need you to articulate something soon.
I don't know. I can't be inside of Bill Belichick's brain.
He strikes me as the kind of guy that doesn't say what he means.
No, often. I know, but I think occasionally
anybody can slip
you
up.
You slip but. Up.
Well, if you're one of the best at your position, doesn't it automatically make you one of the best players in the league?
Well, his position just became his position.
I don't feel that way.
Right. Is Steven Gostkowski one of the best players in football?
Yeah. Because I think it's you take, the top five or top ten at each position and say those are the best guys in the game.
But I mean
You can't,
I should probably move on. I feel like this is going to turn into a long argument over idiocy.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do it only because it's not as fun when Fred's not here, because I would really enjoy doing this with Fred. I feel like
So Lonnie Paxton was one of the best players in football.
Right. I mean, I feel like there are certain
yeah,
positions.
That's fair. We'll compare him to, like, Darrell Revis.
And John in North Carolina would be upset at me.
Well,
but
that's
I feel like there's certain positions that aren't as important as others. So
that is true. I agree with
you. If
you're
one of the best two or three guards in football, you know,
I just don't
probably
think it's
30
wrong.
Cornerbacks and
I don't think
receivers.
It's wrong if you say, okay, Stephen Gostkowski is the best kicker in the game. He's one of the best players in the game because of that.
Like
that,
he isn't. No, I.
If you're saying
you can say the first,
if
you can't
you're
say
saying
the
that it's the biggest the guys who make the biggest impact in the game, then no, he's
those
not on
are the best
list.
Players in the game.
My okay? guess is that Bill Belichick feels the way you explained,
right?
And that's what he was talking about,
right? By position,
and he.
I don't fault the guy
position?
For saying that.
I mean, the guy's been a center now. He's
listen,
a guard.
I get what he means. Like when he says Mike Pouncey is one of the best in the best players in the game. Yeah, best at his position. Because there's only so much that position can
so
account
Matthew
for.
Slater, one of the best players in the game.
You could make the case.
Okay, I wouldn't.
You could.
I do want to get back to something we've talked about. Nesson, I retweeted one of their stories, but the Patriots using that week one talk as motivation. Adam Schefter reported how they were, you know, using quotes and different things out of Miami, and people are citing that report. I'll just cite my own eyes when I was in the locker room on Friday.
What was
they have a digital screen. They call it a television these days, not a digital screen, that sometimes
they have this screen, Paul, and it's flat. It's very different.
Sometimes has the schedule on there. They usually put it blank when the media comes in. Are you done? Or you want to
I think they
else?
Call it a monitor.
That actually had some clips rotating through on it of stories, like visual, like scanned stories, highlighted quotes and headlines and stuff from Miami. And, some of the reporters noted that and, wrote about it.
It's like a computer, but much bigger. Let's go back to the phones. Jeff's in Vegas. He's up next. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are ya?
Not swimming in money like you, but I'm doing okay. Well, Bertrand might be. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be the sun is shining brightly in Vegas as it is New England. It's a little chilly here as well.
Chilly? Wait a minute. How chilly is chilly in Vegas?
High 40s.
So it's not much different than here.
Oh, cool in the desert today.
Yeah, precisely. And I actually tweeted out I was out late again last night, and there were there was a lot of scenery on the Vegas Strip last night for whatever reason.
I thought you unfairly deemed them professionals, but
what would be unfair about that?
No, you made an assumption based on their ass.
It's a fact. Based on her shoes, Andy. Always look at the shoes.
Oh, a girl who wears high heels is a professional.
It's a certain bought kind. One after a while. After a while, they
you know it when you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. As Bill is wont to say, I think has a few lines along those lines.
What do you got for numbers today? Because I'm intrigued by this
pornography.
Game.
You know it when you see it or hear it.
Nice, Kevin. Nice. Very impressive. Far superior to the Kevin replacement.
Audio pornography.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Interesting number. It's been at 7.5 all week long. Went up to New England -8 overnight. number 48.5 as far as the total goes. And, I don't know. Paul, what kind of things do we look out for? I'm leaning towards New England big again. Thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah, I think you should take the over just with the Patriots.
What's the number?
48.5 and a hay, as we
like. Yeah, bet them both, but obviously don't parlay them. That's one of your rules.
Yeah, and that served me well, I think, 2 weeks ago.
I kind of like the under.
In any case. Oh, interesting.
I like the over.
Because I don't think Miami's going to contribute much.
I don't either.
The Patriots are going to put up a lot of points.
Fred Kirsch, 50 burger, in play.
Wow. Well, that brings us to the Jeff in Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week, sponsored by the Eye Candy Dancers.
Heavens to Betsy!
Now, are they professionals?
Yeah. Come see, come saw. Telco floss somewhat. I don't know. No. And while I've got you here...
Come see, come what?
Come see, come saw. I think that means some of this, some of that.
So, yes, they are professionals.
That's open to interpretation. Okay, guys, bet the house. I did a 2,000 unit play, a 2,000 star play last week. I'm just going to go about 1,500 stars on this one.
Oh, only 1,500 stars.
Yeah, I like the Patriots a lot. I think they'll cover it handily and hopefully run away with things in the second half. Miami is not going to defeat them three times in a row. And, yeah, revenge will be sweet. Don't forget that Danny Amendola's misconnection with Brady last year probably cost them home field on the AFC Championship game. Not today. Take New England. Give the 8. Take the Pats. Lock it in. I'll just go under just for, I'm sorry, I'll go over for the sake of going over the 48.5. Lock it in. And please, I'm jealous. Please allow me to buy lunch next week should New England cover.
Oh, we will allow you either way.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. See ya.
Lock it in.
Interesting something I stumbled across. Patriots struggled last couple weeks in the third quarter. You know, they've been the opposite of their little double dip where they score at the end of the second and then come out, and they've struggled in the third. And Miami for the season, their third quarter scoring and differential is off the charts for them. And I don't know why. It's like 131 to 40 in the third quarter. Every other quarter, they're like 50 to 50, 40 to. So I just, you know, if you're in a dogfight, if you can't do what I think they're going to do, that third quarter is going to be worth watching because that's where the Dolphins have made things happen for themselves.
Let's go to Kevin in New Hampshire. Kevin's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
We can. Can you hear us?
I love the show. I just want to say I watch it. I listen to it all the time. You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just, my biggest thing is, you know, I think I'm going to kill him today. I think it's going to be a 38-21 game. I think I'm going to kill him. My biggest thing is, what the hell is going on with the Marcus Cannon deal this week? Can someone explain that to me? That's all I got.
All right, Paul's going to handle that one.
Somebody handle it because I don't get it. Thanks,
yeah,
Kevin.
I really don't either. My only guess is that they want to sort of continue to create competition here. I don't think they're necessarily happy with the play of Nate Solder specifically. They did pick up his option bonus, but that is not guaranteed, as Andy pointed out during the course of the week, only for injury. If he were to be injured at some point in these last three games or in the playoffs or something like that, then it would be guaranteed. But
oh, my arm.
That's a lot of money for a guy who's played at an average level at best. And at times below average. So I think they're just looking at Marcus Cannon. They want to keep him around. It certainly keeps up the pressure on Vollmer and Solder to continue doing the things that they need to do. But I don't really see it. I don't think Cannon has played well, whether it's been tackle or guard. I know a lot of people have said the problems have been with Cannon at guard. Early in the season when he started the first few games there, he struggled badly. I don't think he's been a very good tackle. I think he was better last year when he played right tackle for the last half of the year when Vollmer was out. But I don't think he's been a good tackle either. And Solder played well last year, too. He hasn't played as well this year as he did last year. So I'm not exactly sure. It seems like a lot of money for a backup.
I've just settled in on we don't always agree with them. And if you remember, everybody hated the Kyle Arrington deal when they signed him to, what was it, $8 million guaranteed.
At least Kyle Arrington was a starter.
Yeah, well, but he isn't.
He was. When they signed him to the deal, he was.
But he isn't, and the role that they envisioned as a slot corner, maybe, I'll give them credit. You know, if we have the right guys around him, he's a really good slot corner. Now he's a pretty good slot corner with the right guys around him, so we don't have to agree with them on everything, and we don't agree with them on this. I don't think anybody does. I haven't heard anybody in the media or fandom that says, oh, I see what they're doing. That's a good deal they signed right there. Right.
And I don't have any problem with re-signing your backup offensive lineman, a guy who has shown some versatility to play guard and tackle on both sides.
Yeah,
but 2 years, $9 million? You had to sign him for $3.2 million signing bonus? Seems like a lot of money for a backup.
That's terrible. Especially when, you know, most fans and media types are carving away at the salary cap trying to make sure they can fit Darrell Revis under next year. Oh, we're just going to add $3 million.
Well, lucky the Patriots have tons of space. So.
Let's go to Nick Baby Love. He's up next here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's up, Nick?
Good morning, gentlemen. I need you guys, you and my three wingmen. I'm having a hard time with a bunch of people. I'm the only one that's a Patriots fan getting ready for this game today. It's crazy here.
Well, you're in Miami. What are you expecting?
I guess. You
What's
know
the weather like in Miami today, Nick?
You have no idea the fight I had. They actually want to put the heat on. I want the windows open.
So what do we got?
It's, I don't know. It's like the National Guard's here. It's like 65 or 70.
65 or 70.
I like it.
This is why the Dolphins would much rather have a home game in December
yes.
and not be up here in December.
Now, Andy, that's a perfect day for football.
And by the way, just tell them Miami knows weather. They don't know football. New England knows football. You lose. Losers.
I have 3 points I want to touch on. Paul made a very perceptive comment during the week about he wishes we all weren't, because this guy Jerry called up from outer space.
Jerry in California.
Right. And so, Paul, I just wish we weren't so into it because, I mean, I'm just trying to calm down. Thank God for the honeys here. I mean, I'm like, they feel bad for me because I'm got my Patriots hat on and they're razzing me. I just wish we weren't so into it, man. We're like Patriots all day, all night.
I wish I had some honeys to razz me.
And, Andy, thank you very much for being the first person that responded that I tweeted. Been tweeting 6 days. It's been an amazing experience. You guys know about my site, so it's been pretty unbelievable.
You're the man.
And to top it off, Beetle, I don't get how fast he is, because when I was on Felgren Maz, I don't know how Beetle came up with the Fat Albert thing, but Beetle, you're the man, brother.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate enjoy the
it,
day
man.
With your honeys.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the weather in Miami. Yeah. Enjoy the game today with all those
there are
Dolphins
worse things
fans.
than to be watching the Patriots smack the Dolphins around in 65, 70-degree weather with a bunch of honeys.
With some honeys in your lap.
Yep.
So there are a lot worse things in life. You could be
we don't have honeys on the pregame.
You could be
social.
Watching that same stuff with Andy and Beetle, like Nick, I have to.
We should get honeys in here. If we do the road trip thing on the RV, we should have some honeys involved.
If we do the road trip thing.
You think our wives would like that, huh?
Here's something we need to do on the road trip.
They don't have to know.
Probably not.
They need to fly to Miami and rent an RV. That's what we'll do. We don't need to drive the RV from here to Miami. We'll fly to Miami, pick up a rental RV, and then do the show that way in the parking lot.
Yeah, but I thought we were going to have like a tricked out PFW
like a Madden
RV.
Bus. Yeah,
just rent those.
The little thing is getting traction. You know, Andy, ran this by Fred during the show during the course of the week.
And what it is,
Fred's intrigued.
Fred's intrigued.
You guys are going to do it.
He's a little worried about the technology. We got to make sure we can ensure.
Oh, I got people that can deal with that.
Who? Because we got Kevin, and he can't deal with that.
Yeah, listen, this goes above.
Kevin raised a point that
Kevin,
even I figured out
listen,
what's wrong.
For producer, Kevin knows a lot of equipment because they leave it up to him to fix a lot of it, right?
That's true.
That's true, right? More than any other
and
producer.
And he doesn't even have a flathead screwdriver. He uses a knife.
He's fixed all those machines in there. But when you talk to like the people who do that for a living, like they just engineer things, they know how to do stuff like that. They'll be like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll do that for
again,
you.
Again, though, we don't have one of those.
Yeah.
Well, we have a Kevin.
Doug Lane's not
traveling with us. We know people.
We get what you pay for, right?
We know people that can help us.
True dat.
We can definitely set that technology up. All right, let's go behind enemy lines here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
And joining us on the line is, I believe, here in New England, not in Miami, but covers the Dolphins. That would be Adam Beasley joining us here.
What are you talking
about?
Introduce our guest and stop embarrassing yourself.
We apologize for Adam.
Adam, are you on the line?
Drunk.
Adam Beasley, Miami Herald. He's with us. What's going on?
It's a little chilly here.
Oh, come on!
I mean, listen, now you're used to being in Miami. Is it really cold today? Because we think it's a beautiful day.
Oh, no. This would be the coldest day of the year in Miami.
Absolutely. This is what I was trying to explain to Andy, that just because it's a nice December day in New England doesn't mean that Miami's going to feel the same way.
No, I completely agree, and I want to go home as soon as possible.
Now, here's the bigger question, and we might be able to make this a short interview. Do the Dolphins feel the same way? Because I have a feeling they may.
Yeah, I mean, they played in a chilly condition in New York a couple weeks back, but this is the coldest they've been for sure. They've done relatively well in the recent past in cold weather. They went up and won in Pittsburgh in a snowstorm, so I don't think it'll be a major issue for them, but it's something to consider.
Okay, something I'm sure the Patriots are considering is running the football a lot today. Dolphins, 661 yards allowed the last 3 weeks. What the hell is going on in the middle of that defense?
Not good at all. Essentially, the defensive front, which had been the strength of this team, has become a liability. They are getting pushed around like nobody's business. I really haven't seen it coming. I mean, nobody saw this coming. Their run defense for the first 10 weeks of the season wasn't great, but it was pretty good. The last three has just been awful. So no answers. I mean, they went out to Denver, got run all over. I'm sure you guys saw the Jets game on Monday Night Football. The Jets ran the ball like 50-some-odd times. Completely believing they could move the ball at will against this front, and did. And then they gave up like 100 yards in the fourth quarter against the Ravens with the game on the line. This defense cannot get stopped. They can't get stops in the running game, and late in the games, they can't get stops in the passing game. They've blown leads of, you know, three or more points now to the Broncos, to the Packers, and to the Lions. And if you win one of those games, it's a completely different season. They just cannot hold on. And it's a lot of the fault lies the defense, which is supposed to be the strength of this team.
Now, do you feel like that at some point, you know, mentally, those kinds of losses are really going to weigh on you? And it's a team that hasn't been able to get over the hump and make the playoffs despite having opportunities to. And you just rattled off a bunch of games that they had chances to win. At some point, you know, does that kind of catch up to you mentally, and you sort of sit there and say, this is the same old, same old?
If there's a game that they're going to get waxed, I think it might be today. Last week was kind of their playoff. I mean, they knew they beat the Ravens. They would almost certainly make the playoffs. They would have had given the odds on favorite to get at least the 60, maybe even the 5th. Now they're a prayer. They're winging a prayer to get into the postseason. They're coming to a place where they haven't won since 2008. And Tom Brady wasn't the quarterback then, as you guys remember.
Right.
They've given up an average of 30 points a game the last five times they've been here. And the defense has been a run on, as I said. So I think that they really put it all into last week. It came up short, and I would be surprised. I would not be at all surprised if they get run today.
If they do get run today and this season kind of peters out for them, where does that leave the Miami Dolphins? Is Philbin out? Where are they looking in terms of sort of moving forward and, again, trying to compete with the Patriots in the East?
Well, the 600-pound gorilla in the room for the last 4 years now has been Jim Harbaugh. They tried to get him out of when Sperano was still the coach. It blew up magnificently in their face. The word got out that Steve Ross was shopping for a coach when he still had a coach. Obviously, Harbaugh picked the Niners. The rest is history. The question is, would Steve Ross dare do that again? Would he dare make a phone call to Jim Harbaugh's people while Joe Philbin's still a coach? There's no question in my mind that he's a guy that they want here if Joe Philbin isn't their guy. And if they win today, honestly, if they win today, which I don't believe will happen, if they do, I think everyone comes back because you don't sweep the Patriots in the season, you know, improve because they'll win at least one of their last two and go 9-7, improve year over year and change your coach. But if they get blown out in back-to-back weeks and de facto playoff games, it's really hard to point to improvement. So I think Steve Ross will have seen enough at that point, will want to make a change. And there's no question that Jim Harbaugh is number one in his list. I'm sure he's number one on a lot of people's list to be the head coach right now. But certainly the affinity Ross has for him, they're both Michigan men. He went after him, you know, as I said, 4 years ago. And you've seen nothing in the last 4 years to dissuade him from that decision, thinking that he'd be the right guy. Harbaugh's been to, what, 3 straight NFC Championship games now? That's funny. People in San Francisco are upset about, you know, 3 straight NFC Championship games in a 7-6 year. They would throw parades in South Florida for that kind of, you know, winning. They haven't had won a playoff game in more than a decade here. They've only been to one. That was 2008. That was, again, the Brady ACL year. So Steve Ross is running out of patience. He needs to put a winner on the field. He needs to get this team to a place where it's a consistent competitor. And the question is Joe Philbin the guy that can get that done for you? I think there's starting to be some real concerns and skepticism whether Joe Philbin is that guy. And today's result will go a long way to determining whether he is or not.
Adam, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about the Dolphins and how much, if at all, improved they are. And you brought up the record. They have a chance to improve on their record at least over 8-8 from last year. Is the team any better? Is Tannehill specifically any better? Or are we looking at a lot of the same stuff?
If you would have asked me 2-3 weeks ago, I would say they are absolutely better. I mean, they're still pretty good in point differential. They have the look of a team that probably should be a little bit better than 7-6. I mentioned those close losses they had. But the way they're finishing gives a huge, you know, cause for concern. Last year, they averaged like 17.5 points in December. They've averaged 14.5 in the first two games of December this year, so that's a step back. If they can't get it done when they need to, and they've been in this franchise position time and time again, just close but not close enough. You know, you can't get over that hump. And if that's, again, the epitaph on the Joe Philbin legacy here is that if you can't get them where they need to go, you got to make a move. If you don't have faith that this is the guy that can lead your team back to the Super Bowl, what are you doing here?
Adam, obviously to beat the Patriots, you're going to have to score some points today. This offense is a little different for Miami than the one we saw on opening day. Obviously, Lamar Miller has stepped in at running back. Landry has come on as a key weapon, not just in the passing game, but on special teams. How do the Dolphins go about trying to score points today? What do you think their game plan will be?
Well, losing Brandon Albert was awful for them. I mean, he was a signature left tackle. He was a guy that probably was going to the Pro Bowl, probably one of the best four or five tackles in football, the way he was playing. And ever since he's gone down, this offensive line has just been in shambles. They've been giving up about 3.5 sacks a game the last 5 games. That was essentially the pace they were on last year when they surrendered a franchise record 58. So I think the Patriots, like everyone else, are going to get pressure on the quarterback. I think the Dolphins are going to try to do what they've done, which is get the ball out of Tannehill's hand fast, maybe move the pocket a little bit, use his legs. But they are one of the worst downfield throwing teams in football because, essentially, they don't try anymore. Tom Brady has thrown 50 passes of 20 or more yards. Ryan Tannehill's only thrown 35, and that number gets, you know, smaller and smaller by the week. They're just not taking their shots, A, because they don't have a ton of confidence Tannehill can make those throws, and B, they have zero confidence he's going to have time to make those throws. Dallas Thomas, who will start at right tackle, has been awful. I mean, he's been really, really bad, and they have no other options. I mean, Jason Fox is a possibility. They could maybe return to him at some point. But when Brandon Albert went down, it set off a domino effect that really just kind of scrambled this offensive line, and you've seen week after week their efficiency in offense just go down the toilet.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Before we let you go, did you get a pick for this game?
Oh, I'm thinking the Dolphins. Haven't you heard by my...
I can tell.
No. I think it's going to be a 2-score Patriots win.
All right. Very good. Adam, we appreciate the time.
All right, guys.
Stay warm.
See
you, Adam.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Stay warm.
Put on your parka.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald joining us here on the line on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. He is... He's picking the Pats, and it sounds like he's a little bit down on the Dolphins at this point.
Sounds like he's picking the blowout that we're picking.
Yeah, and it's funny that sometimes you get a read on what the other teams, and that's a little easier for us when it's a division opponent because we know a little bit more about those teams. But I just feel like from afar watching them, there is ability there and this frustration that's building. And on the field, the injuries have really picked away at them. Off the field, they can't get over the hump. And that's a difficult thing, I think, mentally to go into games when you realize, and they did the same thing last year, Beadle, they had a chance to win their last 2 games and make the playoffs, and they couldn't do it. And this year, they had it right there, and you just talked about it. If they had won the game last week, they'd have been in the driver's seat for a playoff spot, and now you put yourself in a situation where you have to go on the road and beat the Patriots. You know, something. I think Brady is something like 55-3 in his last 58 home games. I mean, it's just not going to happen. They're not going to lose to a team like Miami at home.
Just update on one of the big stories on Twitter from our eyes in the sky, so to speak. No sign as of yet of either Dont'a Hightower and Chandler Jones, obviously two key defensive players battling injuries, missing time of late, not on the field doing any sort of game time decision type workouts. So as we approached the 11:30 mark here in that 90-minute window before the game when inactives come out, just because they're not game-time decisions doesn't mean they can't play. Just means they haven't been on the field working out with the staff.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the update, Andy. We'll have the inactives
Mark,
coming up.
Okay, Mark, no problem. Back to you.
In short time, it's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Patriots.com. Make sure you check out the Patriots Facebook page at Facebook.com/New England Patriots. Current poll, other than Tom Brady, who has been the Patriots' MVP this season? Your options are
Rob Gronkowski,
Darrell Revis, and Julian Edelman, or other. We'll give you the latest results from that poll after this. Don't go anywhere. 855-PATS-500.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a question for the boys? Call them on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to your host, Mark the Beetle Bertrand.
That's right, 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you, webradio@patriots.com, and make sure you use the hashtag PPGS. The inactives are out. Let's go to Andy Hart for the Guardian Injury Report.
This week's Injury Report is brought to you by Guardian Life Insurance. Injuries aren't just a spectator sport. They can happen on or off the field, and they can happen to you, Mark Bertrand. Good financial health begins with the benefits offered at your workplace. Make the defensive play. Look for Guardian Life Insurance to protect you and your family this enrollment season. Patriots inactives are out, and I termed it the most boring inactive list of the season. Alphonso Dennard, Jordan Devey, Cameron Fleming, James White, Chris White, Dominic Easley, who we knew about on Friday, and Zach Moore. That means guys like Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones are indeed active today. That's why they didn't need to have game time decision type workouts, because they are active and apparently going to be in uniform and expected to play. I'm a little intrigued by the Hightower one. I expected Jones to get back out there. The Hightower one, I thought they might err on the side of making sure he was fully good to go after missing 1 week. And we'll see. We'll see how much he plays and what his status is with that shoulder injury.
And so you haven't seen anything on Twitter, Andy, that indicates Jones has made it onto the field yet. We had a report a couple minutes ago that he was not out there, but
yeah, no, but
there's nothing indicating that he will play, just that he's active at this point.
Correct. And but you can also say, well, they knew he was going to play. There was no game time decision. He was good to go. They've reached the point where he's playing.
Right.
And that would be a reason.
And I agree with Andy. I am not really surprised by Chandler Jones. I thought this sort of took on the pattern that we've grown accustomed to over the last few years with guys who are out of the lineup for significant amounts of time. They come back and practice for a couple of weeks. I believe this is the third full week of practice that he's been active for. I think he was trending toward getting back out there today. And I agree with Andy on Hightower as well. I thought there was a chance, a bigger chance that he would not be out there today. Evidently, they feel comfortable with his situation, his shoulder. So I think that's good news because I think they need him. I think last week you were able to get by without him, but I don't think that's something that they want to do long term.
Back to the poll at the Patriots Facebook page. The question was, other than Tom Brady, who has been the Patriots MVP this season? Other than Tom Brady, who would you put as the winner of this one? I would pick Darrelle Revis.
I would pick Rob Gronkowski. Paul's going to take other.
No, I mean, those are the two.
His other has kicked ass.
Those are the two, but I have a hard time choosing between the two. I think I'm going to go with Gronkowski.
Okay.
Because I feel like the offense is just so different without him. And I thought the leap that it made from September to October was strictly about his improving health.
You know, I think they're both, you know,
yeah, I mean,
one and 1A when you're talking about these two players.
I can't make an argument against Revis.
Right, you can't do it for either player. So you're just kind of flipping the coin on this one, in my opinion. Here's how the fans have voted so far. Darrelle Revis has gotten 57% of the vote.
Nice.
Rob Gronkowski, but 26%.
Wow.
So a lot of people jumping on Revis on this question.
Wait a minute. Those don't add up to 100.
I believe that's 83.
I haven't given you all the answers.
No, I know. My point is, fans are stupid.
Oh. Paul 17% voted for Edelman.
15% for Edelman and 2% for other. Who's the other? Like Edelman, in and of itself, getting 15% is crazy, but who's other?
I get nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't think other is any more ridiculous than Edelman.
I agree.
Those two, pretty much the one top the same. Two should add up to 100%, because, you know, we've talked about it all year. You now have three. You know, for so long it was Tom Brady and anybody else. Now you have three. You have Brady, you have Gronkowski, and you have Revis. If those stay healthy, you're going to go really, really far. If one of those gets hurt, you could be derailed.
I almost wish that they left Brady in that poll.
Oh,
because I would have been curious to see the breakdown.
May have been a better poll. Who's been the MVP? Brady, Revis, Gronk, other.
Well, there's a lot of talk, you know, why isn't Revis getting Defensive Player of the Year type talk? Why isn't he getting his own share of and he hasn't, and I don't think he deserves it, personally.
The numbers aren't there.
Right. And he's been great. You know, he probably benefited from last week where he held a guy to 2 catches for 3 yards. The other team's leading receiver, a 70-catch receiver. Regardless of what you think Keenan Allen is in the hierarchy of receivers,
it's ridiculously impressive.
That certainly should boost Darrelle Revis. I don't know if it should boost him past Gronk like it has in this poll. But plus what? Just still stunned that other people got votes.
Just not what you're looking for there, Andy. Let's go to the emails, webradio@patriots.com. Hey, guys, Tristan from L.A. here.
Sup, girl?
I know all conventional logic says that we should blow out this struggling Miami team, but I'm always hesitant to call a big win over a division opponent. They have a fantastic pass rush that could really do some damage. If they step up, it could be dangerous.
Yes.
Regardless, I'm really interested to see how our backers play today. Miller is a strong runner, as is Tannehill. Hopefully Dante and Jamie sustain their success.
Well, Dante
needs to get on the field.
You know, get on the field and show he's capable of contributing and making plays. Certainly, Jamie Collins was all over the place last week. As people said, arguably his best game as a Patriot, adding on to that Colts playoff game. I am interested to see the run defense just a little bit, not just because Miller is good, not just because Tannehill can run, but the combination of the two, some of the read option stuff they've been doing lately. We've seen the Patriots struggle at times over the years with that kind of stuff. You know, not just the obvious Wildcat game, but remember the game they went to Denver and got run all over for like a quarter and a half or whatever. Yeah. You know, I think that bears watching. A guy like Rob Ninkovich was run over in that game. They ran right at him, and he struggled a little bit. You could have Chandler Jones on the field sort of getting his sea legs back underneath him, and they're running right at him. So I think it's worth watching how that Miami run game is able to get the job done or not get the job done.
How much do you think we'll see of Chandler Jones today?
I'm going to say about 20%, 25% snaps. I don't think it'll be a big day.
I don't either.
Because you 15-20
snaps.
Have, you know, what Bill was talking about, the Akeem Ayers. You've been in sub. Ayers has been a defensive end. Ayers has played well. It's not like you're forcing him back in because we got nobody else. You've been happy with what you've gotten from Ayers for the most part. So I don't think you want to force him. But when he's out there, is he going to stop the run? Because a lot of people think he stinks at stopping the run because Bill put him in bad position to open the season.
Another email coming in here. Again, webradio@patriots.com. Murray from Halifax, Nova Scotia writes.
You're behind the mic, I couldn't tell.
My key for the game for the Patriots, don't miss the bus to the stadium.
They don't actually take buses to the stadium, so that would be weird.
I think it's an expression, right?
Yes.
P.S. Any chance you guys could do a halftime show on Patriots.com next season?
I have actually said half-time. We should. I have actually in the past said we should.
In the RV?
Certainly in the RV. We'll have the mics and the technology right there. The problem here is that we're not in studio generally, so it would be a little more difficult. But I have often said we should do a quick halftime
hit. And we should watch the game from the RV.
We could be if we were going to do that. If we're going to do something like that, we could just stay here, watch the game, and...
Yeah, but that sucks.
Do a halftime show.
What sucks about that?
Well, for home games, I think we should be in the press box watching the field. You do pick some stuff up on the field.
Oh, you definitely do.
And a student observer like myself.
You definitely
Fred does, but I do.
Well, Fred will pick it up just a quarter and a half after it happens.
Yeah. He'll be like, third quarter, Jones is out there. You see Chandler's playing? Yeah, Fred, he's been out there since the first quarter.
He started.
Baloney.
Al from Italy writes... I have a question about the TB12 workout program. Do you think if Tom wants, he can walk on water?
Yes.
I mean, he already stops aging, and now we know...
And concussions.
Now we know why he misses open receivers. It's not Tom's fault. The problem is he has improved his vision so much that he can see the fourth dimension.
That's a good email.
Anyway, Andy, Jermaine Wiggins is trying to steal your role of being Gronk's bitch.
Everybody is now. Jerry Callahan is trying to pull it off in the morning.
I don't understand. What does this mean?
Like, you know, caressing his cojones.
Oh, isn't that Zolak's job?
Well, Zolak does that for anybody 1 to 53 named
Patriots.
Wait a minute.
Andy's mad because he was the first one.
Zoe and Gronk have a special kinship, I call it.
Idiotship?
That's one way of putting it.
Zoe's going to be mad at me again.
No, he's not. Those guys I find to be, you know, boys, so to speak.
They both see them doing bros.
Yeah, bros. They're bros.
And they both could do the blank in a box skit on Saturday Night Live.
Sup-so. Anyway.
Sup-so. Joe. Boy.
Joe from Boston.
98.5 for life.
A. Jones writes, but then the email is signed Joe from Boston. You think this is Adam Jones using a different signature on an email?
Mr. Negativity in the night himself.
Yeah. He's in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, the email is A. Jones, and then the email signed Joe in Boston. Joe writes, I have a bad feeling about this game. Week 4 in Miami, in the second half, the Dolphins flicked a switch, and they were just outright better than us. Solder and Vollmer will be abused today.
Oh, boy.
And the Dolphins will get to Brady.
Oh, boy.
People are ignoring that the passing offense has struggled over the last few weeks, and Tannehill is better than he was the first time around. Patriots lose today 24-20.
Were you not listening to Adam Beasley? Because that is not the picture he painted.
Yeah, all the he stuff, did email before Adam Beasley.
This all the stuff that he says about Miami may be true. But I don't know how you can get past the fact what we've been talking about all year. I mean, this Patriots team that has played the last two-plus months of the season has no way resembled the one that played the first month.
Correct. Except for the pressure a little bit. He's right. If the Patriots struggle today, it'll be because of the pressure. That's I firmly believe the only way the Dolphins win this game is if Wake and Vernon and that front dominates the Patriots offensive line, and that there is at least a reason to fear that based on the way Solder, in particular, has played the last 2 weeks, right? In Green Bay, he was giving up the corner, and last week he was a spinning dreidel in the backfield on every
single
play.
I have some mild concern about the offensive line. I do.
Dreidel
would have been better. I feel like the pressure has been increasing.
What? A dreidel would have been better, made of clay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's go to Dana.
Wait,
Dana,
real quick.
To Dana. Yeah, what?
I think I reached a breaking point with Al from Italy. Did he not end that email with Les Paul?
He did not. He did not end. He did not end it.
I
that
made
way.
It. That My was, day is made.
And I have to say that that was one of his best emails ever, too.
Yeah. What's up, Dana?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Paul. Hey, Andy. How you guys
What's
doing?
Up, Dana?
What's up?
Listen, a couple quick points, and I'll let you guys weigh in. I think the Patriots are going to win this game going away, 37-13. I see them, starting the game out with some quick passes in the short zones to give Brady and that offensive line kind of sync up a little bit. And I think they're going to run the ball right down their throat in the second half. I see no way Miami moving the ball on the ground at all, unless Tannehill improvises, which I am worried about. But, as far as the MVP, I think it's Revis hands down because he makes the defense so much better. You take him away, the defense is completely different. Take Gronk away, you still have Edelman and you still have some weapons, and he's proven that we can score a little bit. Now, I agree that Gronk is right there, but I think Revis is MVP of this team.
I
that's all I have to say, guys. I'll just listen to what you have to say.
All right, see you, Dan. I agree wholeheartedly with the Revis part of the argument, the pro-defensive part. I couldn't disagree any more with the Gronk part. The offense blows without Gronkowski.
You? Really?
But,
really?
The facts. Do you remember what this offense looked like late last December and January when it was just throwing to Edelman?
I remember what it looked like in September when Gronk was a shell of what he is now.
So to say that the offense can still do anything without Gronk is just factually inaccurate based on the last two seasons.
We spent some time this week, and I was talking about things that sort of change, or things that we had thoughts on that we were wrong about or whatever. Personally, I can't think of something I could have been more wrong about. Is I thought that Gronkowski would have a hard time regaining stuff as the season went along. Regaining his his explosiveness as the season went along. I understood that the knee would get better, but I thought it would coincide with the wear and tear of an NFL season, and man, that was just way off. I mean, he has been so much better as October hit and then into November. Now he's starting to get so much more attention. I think the numbers are starting to sort of level off, but not because he's been any less explosive.
You think he's eaten like guacamole ice cream or something?
Skinless chicken.
Cocoa? What was that? Cocoa? Cocoa? Yeah.
Cocoa? Did you read that? You read it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read it.
Well, I just want to know how much Brady paid Sports Illustrated to run it. I mean, that was a paid advertisement for the Tom Brady Performance Center up here at Patriot Place. That was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable, the things that are written in there.
If LeBron James wants to get on it, he can play forever.
I mean, they actually wrote that.
How condescending was that?
Unbelievable.
How condescending was that?
Yeah, if he wants to get on the program.
And by the way, LeBron's on a program. Might not be yours, but he's on a program.
Pretty sure he might be the same program. You never know.
Well, there was one sentence in there that I thought Brady will do anything to play as long as possible.
Anything?
And that's the automatic response. I don't think that's a negative response. If you're willing to if you say that, I'm willing to do anything, that means you're open to like drugs, killing, anything you need to do to get ahead. And it said that, and I was like, in this day and age, I'm not sure you want to say that.
Anything?
Cocoa.
Yeah. It's basically cocoa.
Who in their right mind?
Chocolate.
Like, even if you were on that diet, like alkaline, and I don't even know what it means, any of it. I'm not going to pretend I do. But would you eat ice? Like, I would say I don't eat ice cream anymore. Because that's not ice cream. Whatever the hell he's concocting is frozen, mushed up vegetables.
That's what I was saying. Wouldn't you rather have an avocado or a piece of fruit than eat this
Maybe he can't have
avocado ice cream.
Maybe like, fruit has too much like sugar and good taste to it.
But he's eating the fruit. He's eating the avocado in the form of ice cream.
Yeah, I don't really like avocado either. It's just mush. But I would just say I don't eat ice cream. It's not part of my diet. Instead of concocting that, because don't tell me that tastes good or tastes anything like ice cream. It does not.
No, I can't imagine it does.
So just say I don't eat ice cream.
Amanda's in Houston. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Sup?
Hey, well, first of all, it's pronounced cacao.
That. Not sorry.
Cocoa.
Well, we used the Merriam-Webster pronouncing tool the other day, and it said it was cocoa.
Cacao. Now, what is cacao? Is that related to cocoa?
It's just the basic, you know, cocoa bean that they're building chocolate out of before you add in all the fat and all the fun stuff that we all like.
Right. Oh, okay. So he's eating crap.
He's eating the healthy part of chocolate, essentially.
Right.
He's not eating the part that we all enjoy.
Right, he's eating the healthy part that tastes like crap.
Crap.
Well, and I will say that avocado pudding is absolutely delicious if you put enough cacao in it and enough sugar. So.
Whoa.
And enough sugar.
Anything's good enough, you put enough sugar in it.
Just wanted to qualify that a little bit there.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys a quick question about the offensive line, especially as it relates to the run game. Now, I know that Miami, you know, they dominated us in week one, but that was 13 weeks ago, and I know they've degraded on their run defense since that time. But, you know, we were just kicking butt in against Indy when it came to the north-south attack with, you know, Gray especially, and even, you know, we've done well with LeGarrette Blount. I want to know what the offensive line with the run defense they're going up against today can do to replicate that kind of success, you know, to create those gaps so that the boys can get through. Or to, you know, does Miami do it for us with just, you know, sucking it up?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, this line has shown it can't dominate good defensive fronts, but it has shown a lot over two or three years. It can dominate suspect,
bad
subpar
ones.
And that's what the Dolphins have been the last few weeks. So I'm assuming you're going to get that, because another aspect of that is you don't have to ask Solder and Vollmer to block as much, to go backwards. Get them the ability to go forward, run right at Wake, run right at Olivier Vernon, who, by the way, went to a high school that played as the Patriots. I saw his number was retired this week for the Patriots. But, yeah, I think you're going to see them come out and play some power football. And you know what that means? It's time for Jimmy Devlin, baby.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. We'll be cheering loud here in Texas.
All right,
Amanda.
Enjoy that guacamole pudding.
With as long as you have enough sugar on it.
Right. I mean,
oh,
I
you know, it tastes good when you add a ton of sugar.
Go get a tree branch and pour sugar on it. It's going to taste sweet.
I used to do that when I was younger. I used to cut grapefruits in half a lot. You know, you dice them up, and I'd just eat like half a grapefruit. But I always like would sprinkle a little sugar on top of it just to give it some sweetness, because grapefruit's really bitter.
Right.
Now, it's kind of defeating the purpose of eating a grapefruit. Like, I didn't do it.
Well,
like,
but if you're eating it to eat something that tastes really good, then that's what you do.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't eating grapefruit, you know, under the guise of I'm eating healthy. That's not. I mean, I just, it was a very easy breakfast in the morning. You know, I didn't want to have to make anything or whatever, and I got out, right out of the house. But I had to put a little sugar on it. Again, you put a little sugar and you can make anything.
I used to do that with cereal a lot. Like, my mother wouldn't buy the good cereal.
Cornflakes.
So, like, cornflakes or Cheerios or Rice Krispies.
Same thing.
Grape nuts. Those are basically chewing gravel, but if you sprinkle enough sugar on it, it's good gravel.
Yum! You could taste You could taste the sugar. And then the sugar would float to the bottom.
Yes, and get the bottom sludge out.
Yeah.
Yes.
855-PATS-500. Cacao!
It's the phone number. The whole story was really absurd.
It was.
The entire thing. You know, he's going to play till he's 45 or 48. Well,
we got like
why
Miyagi
not 60?
Son.
Right? I mean, what age do you stop? If you've completely stopped the aging process, why draw the line?
That would be just silly.
And another look.
And 48's not silly.
When did he have his concussion?
I don't know. He said he may have had one. He prevents them. I mean, it's just, it's so condescending.
He's prepared for it. He's prepared for
it's
it.
It's so condescending.
And I mean, I had a caller yesterday on the radio who made a great point about this. He must have, you know, everyone talks about his future plans. What's he going to do after football?
Open up a chain of TB12.
It sounds like he's getting ready to open up a TB12 clinic.
In every city.
At every professional sporting venue in the country.
And you know what I'm waiting for?
What's that?
The billion-dollar class action lawsuit for promises made that aren't verified via science.
Yeah, that would be, as I said yesterday, easy on selling the snake oil, my friend. Like, just tone it down a little bit.
In this day and age,
you know, yeah,
if you could prevent concussions, you don't think we'd hear a little bit more about this than the only guy in the world that knows it is Alex Guerrero? Right?
You know what my favorite part of this was? You guys will get a kick out of this. Who just happened to be like a buddy of Willie McGinnis.
Right.
So Willie McGinnis just happened to be buddy with the guys who knew how to stop the aging process and prevent concussions.
And isn't that how it always is, though? Like, you look like, at the credentials of, like, the guy with the latest infomercial.
Oh, yeah, he was a friend of a friend, and he liked to do kickboxing, so they made, like, these world.
No, it just happens.
Another guy, by the way, who was constantly hurt early in his career.
And then wasn't so hurt later on.
Found the fountain of youth.
Yes, he all of a sudden had a fire lit right under his ass. I don't know what that
I'm not sure it was a fire, and I'm not sure it was under his ass.
I don't know what the fire was being fueled by or...
Or how it was being
how close it came to his ass, but it was there.
Skinless chicken.
That's where it was. Skinless chicken all the way. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to take a timeout here. When we come back off the top of the hour, we're getting to the Sunday six-pack.
Woo!
And we're actually going to be able to pick six games this week. It's about time. That's on the way.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats. Maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships. AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years. The first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone. so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It's time for the Sunday six-pack. All right, Kev, what do we got? How did we do last week?
Paul, surprising week last week. 2-0 last week. Sweeps both games, and you and Andy, Mark, were 1-1. That brings the season total to Mark in first place still at 26-33, Andy at 24-35, Paul moves up to 21-38.
Here I come.
You're coming, and you get full slates these next 3 weeks to try to catch up.
Or to fall way back.
Well, he's only five games back, so all he needs is a couple hot weeks here.
Yeah, or he could soon be 10 games back.
All right, here we go. Game number one, Houston at Indy. Indy by 6.5.
Since Houston has never won in Indy, I'll take Indy.
Yeah, no Andre Johnson for Houston. I'll take Indy as well.
Indy.
Clean sweep.
There goes my chance to catch up.
Game two, Green Bay at Buffalo. Green Bay by 6.5.
Even though Green Bay has never won in Buffalo, I'll take Green Bay to win in Buffalo.
I will take Green Bay as well. I think that's going to be a difficult game, though.
I'm going to take Buffalo to cover that.
Son of a bitch. That's a good call by you. In game, a little game within the game that we're
game
playing.
Game number three, Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cincinnati by 1.5.
I'll take the red rifle over the midget.
I'm going to take the fired up midget.
I'll take the Bengals. I think they're a better team.
Paul's above little jokes.
So Mark giving you a chance to possibly get back in here.
Have you ever seen a more ridiculous thing than the whole midget controversy this
ridiculous.
Week?
That's why I tweeted out the picture of my jar of midget pickles this morning. midget pickles. They're called sweet midgets.
Game number four, Denver at San Diego. Denver by 4.5.
I'll take Denver to win in San Diego and cover. Obviously, that's how we do it here.
This guy is unbelievable. I'll take Denver, too. Go ahead.
San Diego.
You're such a... I just almost swore, you frickin'.
That means, Andy, you could potentially overtake him if things fall your way here.
Ah, flex.
Dallas at Philly. Philly by 3.5.
Philadelphia.
I like Philly in that game. Big.
I like Dallas. I hate Mark Sanchez.
This is going exactly the way I wanted it to.
Me too. You're the first place.
Last but not least, Miami at New England. New England by 7.5.
New England by 70.
I'll take them by 17, but I like the Patriots.
I want to take Miami just to go against you guys.
I wouldn't if I were you.
But I just can't because I'm going to take New England. I'd love to go against you, though.
It wouldn't be smart. Go ahead.
I know. It's not going to be smart, though.
It's like seven of the last eight in Foxborough or second. Yeah, in Foxborough, 10-plus point wins for Patriots.
Four of these six games, like you, Mark, and Andy both pick differently. So there could be Mark could
shake
pretty
four game jump.
Mark could
shake
pretty
up.
Much seal it this week, or no Andy could pretty much overtake
wrapping
first
it
place,
up.
Or it'll end up being split.
It is a hat and T-shirt.
Andy will win two of those games, and Beto will win two of those games,
and nothing happens.
We'll all have lunch in the morning.
Nothing changes.
Luke Goldman, the sun will rise, the sun will set, and we'll all have lunch in the morning. Or breakfast in the morning, something like that.
Oh, I was going to say.
I think he says lunch. We'll all have lunch tomorrow, something like that.
Oh, tomorrow, not in the morning. Because you eat breakfast in the morning, lunch in midday.
Paul was close enough.
How do you know when he eats breakfast?
Do you like midday lunch?
Midday lunch?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You have lunch when?
I don't know. Are you a late lunch guy, an early lunch guy? How does that work with a 2-6 program?
Typically, like a 1 o'clock lunch, and about an hour before the show.
What time do you get there? 1:45?
Yeah, sometime around there.
You got a good freaking gig.
Sometimes we get lunch at the start of the show.
Oh, yeah, one of those things. That's tough life.
You always seem to have chicken wings laying around when I do.
Felger's big on chicken wings. He orders them all the time. He can't, like, he can't put in a food order without buying chicken wings for some reason.
Plain chicken wings?
Plain.
And then he has sauces.
Plain chicken. He likes to get them very very overcooked, but then with dipping sauces.
Oh, I like well-cooked wings.
The dipping sauce is good, though. Because I've me.
But here's the thing.
Wings hanging around?
There's always wings hanging around because no one eats them but him. So he orders them. He has like
one. You
don't
eat wings?
No, I don't like the way he orders them. I don't like the way he gets them.
They're a little different.
I don't like them. So none of us eat them.
It's not the way that you and I would get.
And then there's always
a wing aficionado.
And then there's always a box of wings sitting there. That's why there's always wings there for Paul when he comes in.
But fat guy still finds a way to eat one.
Paul doesn't really care for him, but he eats them.
Exactly.
It's just like
one. I have one. I didn't have any last
week. So I will
say
the place that we order from now has started to throw in the wings at no cost.
Oh.
They just said, forget it. Like, just take the wings. Even because we stopped ordering them.
Does he realize Felger's the one who orders them and
just
he has
take
more
the
money
wings.
Than God?
Just
and he still
take
lets
the wings. If you
like
want
that?
The wings, have them. So they just started throwing
normally
in
it's
wings.
Good. So it's just the way he orders them. It's not the place that doesn't make good wings.
Oh, no. The place that we order from makes awesome wings if you order them the right way.
And he ruins it.
He finds a way to ruin it, which is... You know, not
the
uncommon
story of
for
Felger's
him,
life for everyone
not
else.
Not uncommon for that guy.
It works for him. It ruins everyone else's
the
life.
The place we order the wings from, if you ordered wings like you would order wings at anywhere else, you get great wings there. Great wings. It's a problem we have.
That is unfortunate.
It really is, because he's the only guy who likes them.
Could just order your own wings, you know.
Yeah.
You could do that. So you get them like before you start? Or do you like
you're like
of...
right around like 1:50.
Because you guys can't eat on the show.
Unless you do it at a break.
Because you're on TV.
It's not like PFW in Progress where we just eat through the show.
Yeah, we don't PFW in Progress when you go on.
Paul's face deep in a calzone.
Because Fred loves to throw something to you right as you take a bite out of your sandwich or whatever you have. Yeah, we're not very professional at PFW in Progress.
Let's go
on the pregame social.
Let's go to Peter in Canada. He's up next. Hey, Peter. Oh, phone line.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
There you go. What's up, man?
Not much. I'm really excited for this game. I'm hoping it's going to be a redemption game for us. I'm looking for three games. Today, KC for the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl for the Green Bay. I hope it happens just like that.
Oh, that would be interesting. Knock off the teams that beat you, yeah.
What do you? I missed that.
Beat the Dolphins today, beat the Chiefs in the AFC title game, and beat the Packers in the Super Bowl. Oh.
Redemption
renewed!
Yeah, I think there's... as much chance of Kansas City getting the AFC Championship game as the Dolphins getting there.
Wow, Paul's down on your little idea. Sorry.
Kansas City.
I know.
Just not,
really
not
nice.
Very
that'd
good.
That would be a really good way to end the year.
Yeah, Paul doesn't like fun. So
yeah, Paul is anti-fun in general.
Well, if we're going to go for fun, why not say, let's get Peyton Manning here so we can intercept him four times in the AFC Championship game in the snow.
No,
that's not fun?
No. I don't want to play Peyton Manning in the finals.
Oh, okay. So...
Plus, it's it's
cliche, I look at fun
Paul.
In different ways than you, Beetle. I think it's pretty fun to see the Manning face.
I think it's fun to just hold a trophy up in February under like
circumstance. If we're just going to look at it from that perspective, whatever it takes to win the title, I don't really care who they beat along the way.
Plus, the ultimate fun can't happen because you can't beat Eli Manning, who has ruined your life for damn near a decade.
Exactly.
All right.
All righty, then.
All right, guys.
See ya. Thanks. Sorry, Fred. Sorry, Paul. Poo pooed you.
He's still laughing. He's got a little girly laugh. It's not nice, Andy.
Well, I have a little girly laugh too. That's well documented.
Betty Rubble.
Greater Boston Media.
Is that what you work in? Greater Boston Media.
Ask your boy Kirk Minahan.
Why? What does he say?
Castrated Kirk Minahan.
Why do you call him that?
Because he used to be, like, edgy and brash, and ever since the Aaron Andrews thing, he's really been kind of cut off at the testicles.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think he's the same.
The other day, he was throwing in, like, allegedlys and we should say and cleaning things up. He's like, he has the smallest balls of the three now.
Johnny in L.A. writes in.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
To webradio@patriots.com. It's Andy that has the smallest balls there. It's not Kirk Minahan.
Why are my balls small?
I'm just joking. I'm just joshing.
Why my balls
gonna I've
be
seen
small.
Your balls. They're huge.
Not like Tom Brady's, though, when they swell to three sizes too big.
I can't imagine how big those were. Johnny in L.A. Johnny in L.A. wants to know about what our personal...
I heard Kevin in the background.
Yeah. What our personal philosophies are.
Kevin, your mic's
Kevin,
on.
Your microphone's on. What our personal philosophies are on deferring when you win the coin toss.
Paul loves it.
I love it.
I like deferring.
It's
not
be.
As important as it's made out to be, but it's something that I like taking the shot of having the back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, I like getting the ball to start the second half. That's what I like.
I would be a little less strict in it, I think. I think I would base it some on games, locations, the opponent, a little more than Bill seems to. Today I'd take the ball. It's a nice sunny day. I'd march down the field, go up 7-0, and tell the Dolphins to go home and thank their mother because they're done.
Steven writes in, Steve from Killeen.
Big fan.
The key to the game is Smash Mouth. Not the band Smash Mouth, just Smash Mouth football. I want to see the Pats out-physical the Finns in every aspect of the game. Josh, that means you keep pounding the rock and pound it some more.
If the Dolphins own the line of scrimmage with their pass rushers and with their Mike Pouncey, greatest player in the league-led offensive line, they have a chance to win this football game.
I understand that.
They won't.
I expect the Patriots to run the ball based on all the numbers that we've talked about during the show and how much Miami has struggled to stop the run. I just don't feel like, well, that's the way they have to win the game. They need to run the ball for 200 yards today. They probably will. They probably will run the ball successfully because Miami's not very good. But I don't care how they score 40 points. Listen, if they throw it effectively and Gronk is back to scoring touchdowns all over the place, that's fine with me. I don't need it to be all in the running game. I agree with Andy. They're going to have to control Vernon and Wake and those guys better than they did in the first game.
Do you think they run a lot in this game?
I do. I do think they will. I just don't think they have to. They can do it whatever way they want to do it. I think they're going to have success. And you heard Adam Beasley when he was on earlier in the show. They've had a hard time in the passing game, too, closing out games. They've had leads late, haven't been able to get the stop in the passing game either. I look at this game, really, the more and more time goes by, we're getting to the home stretch of the show, I feel more confident that the Patriots are going to absolutely roll Miami today.
Well, I certainly think you do after you heard Adam Beasley. He if you're a believer in that.
Just
now,
in case you were wondering if you're being a homer.
But to be fair, the last time I felt like that was Green Bay because I thought Tom Silverstein.
Oh, but you didn't think the Patriots were going to
roll. Anti-Packers.
But you didn't think the Patriots were going to roll Green Bay.
No, I thought they'd win, though, and they didn't.
Yeah, no, I thought they'd win, too. But
and Tom Silverstein made me feel good about me thinking they were going to win, and they didn't.
I certainly didn't think anything like I think today.
I didn't know biases against Aaron Rodgers.
I thought there was a chance they could lose the Green Bay game. I thought they wouldn't. I thought they would win it.
Oh, there's no chance they lose today.
I don't feel like there is.
Unless,
I really don't.
Even the
turnovers really aren't going to do it for me today unless they're like, multiple.
The only thing today in terms of multiples is if multiple of the three that we've anointed the key to the season go down. I think you can lose any one of the three and still win today. By the way, we're talking about
advocating injuries.
I was going to say, why would you even suggest that?
Because I suggest all kinds of things. Doesn't mean that it's going to come to reality.
Almost,
you people that think because
none
you
of
say
it ever
something
does.
Means it's going to happen is idiocy.
That is kind of a pet
stupid.
Peeve.
Oh, yeah, I said something, so now it's going to happen. Oh, oh, oh. I am a little surprised, given the expectation of running the ball today, that we haven't really said the words, unless I missed it and fell asleep, Jonas and Gray.
Yeah, well,
sentence.
Callers and emailers
but,
have talked about it.
Everybody's been frothing at the mouth to get Jonas Gray back, and they're going to run it today. So is this Jonas Gray's day? Does he get his chance? I don't know. I think it's going to be Blunt first.
And it's another
as
one.
It should be.
And I'm not trying to be demeaning.
Hashtag Blunt is better.
Because some people.
Started that.
Some people, this is an important thing, too. I personally think the people that find this a really important topic.
Fred?
No, I think, well, Fred aside, it's more it's more about fantasy football. And stuff like that. Should I have him in there? And
no.
And I had two different people in the organization, not members of Football Beetle, but just people that work here, mm-hmm. come into my office during the course of the week saying, can I ask you a question? Two different guys, different days, asking about Jonas Gray because of fantasy. And I understand that. If you're into fantasy, you want to know, you know, is this guy worth activating or whatever. I just don't think it makes a whole lot of difference. I think they're going to have success offensively, whether it's Blunt or Gray. I don't care. I really don't care. And I do kind of agree with the premise that Blunt is better. I think he's a better player.
Hashtag Blunt.
Hashtag Blunt is better.
That's
well, I've used that many times over the last couple of
years. You have?
And I've cited you.
Thank you.
Oh, we have.
Thank you.
And Fred has gotten angry at it.
Fred's tired of it.
Yeah.
He's not going to suffer fools, as Fred would say.
I can go up there and today I'm going to see Fred, I'm going to say hashtag Blunt is better, and he's going to get upset.
He'll argue or yell at
you
or something.
He'll make a face.
That's going to be the first thing I do when I get up there.
He'll make a face at you.
Oh, I see how it is.
My guess.
Well, what do you mean you see how it is?
Comfort. Nothing. Comfort level.
Yeah, interesting. A little like Brad Stevens benching Rajon Rondo.
Let's get Indiana to fall back on.
Huh. I don't get it. Megan writes in.
If you keep it going, he's going to do something that's going to get you mad.
Gronk with the kitties in the ESPN magazine. Will the reaction to Gronk's photo spread with ESPN magazine affect his play today?
No. Is that a serious question?
It's a serious
Who's
email.
Who's that from?
This is from Meg Murphy.
Oh. I don't know if it's a serious question. She might just be trying to get a rise out of Andy. She knows how Andy can go
mission,
off on the rim.
Mission accomplished. Gareth in Belfast writes, what do we think the chances are that Cameron Wake switches sides today so he can go up against Nate the Turnstile Solder? It seems like a no-brainer, given that Miami needs to consistently get to the quarterback to have any shot in this game. We talked a little bit about this earlier,
and
which side he plays on.
I don't think they do that very much. I mean, I'm not going to pretend I've seen all Miami's games. I feel like they play him left. He joked about it this week, the reason that he plays the left side is because Jason Taylor told him, I play the right side when he arrived. But I like the idea from a Miami perspective. I just don't think they do it much.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing them change around. But Olivier Vernon is good. He's a good player. They haven't gotten anything out of their first-round pick from last year.
As he writes, consistent pressure is good for Miami. Lesser guys than Cameron Wake have been able to get by Nate Solder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, much lesser guys than Olivier Vernon.
It's not like you need to
scheme
and game plan
for that. So much lesser of a guy
in
Green Bay that I can't recall the guy's name.
Like, you don't need to switch things on your defense to make that happen.
The skeleton of Dwight Freeney was doing it with ease last week.
By the way, guys, you have been mentioning all season long, both of you have, even since the preseason, on Nate Solder and his contract situation for next year. That is coming more into focus as we get to the end of the season here. That contract number that they will owe him next season, which... Do we think there's any shot he plays on that number?
Yes.
I think there's a shot because they might like it, the one-year situation.
It's a lot of money, though.
It is a lot of money. But I think they might feel like the one-year situation is something that they're willing to bite the bullet on. It's like $7.5 million. I think they would probably like to get an extension done, Beetle, but that's a double-edged sword because what happens if he follows up a season that you're not overly happy with another one, and then you've signed him to an extension? So that could work out, that could backfire on you. So I think they probably would rather get an extension done with him, lower the cap number for 2015.
But extension is you're extending him.
That's what I said. It's a double-edged sword. What if he follows up this year when you guys were playing footsie with Jackie in the other room?
Jackie UK in the house.
If he follows up this year.
I make fun of Jackie a lot. She does have the best hair in television.
If he follows up with another bad year.
Ray Ray's in the house, too. Well, Ray Ray's an old friend of the show. That's porn. But Ray Ray is the one
who created the most
awkward moment in the history of PFW. When you offered yourself up to Eric and sat on his lap. And yes, I mean that, Beetle.
Who did that?
Ray Ray.
With Eric?
Offered herself up to Eric for her to be kind of his slump buster.
It's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
She was offering up pornography.
Did he drop the Rob Gronkowski line on you? I like to snuggle. Like, what? How did that happen?
I don't really remember how it happened, but she sat on his lap. It was I think it might have been an off-season show. Hey, why you put?
Oh, you didn't just put that back.
That's not right.
I didn't sit on his lap.
Yeah, you did.
Rachel says she did not sit on Eric's lap. I have to be honest.
She denies sitting on his lap.
Or you put your arm around him. You did something. You came in here.
I think you agreed.
Ironically, so did Eric.
I think you just sort of agreed.
All right, I think we've jumped the shark.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you have a game against Miami.
We're in a very important part of the show here.
Things go off the rails. Absolutely off the rails. I was about to take a call, and then as soon as I went to do it, the call screener crashed. Who do we have on the line, Kev?
What do you mean it crashed?
My screen crashed here.
McCabe in Virginia.
Can we pot him up from there?
Yeah, can you punch him up?
Because he's waiting to get him on there.
Pot him up.
Pot him up.
Crashed for me, too.
Oh, he did. So the whole system went down. It wasn't just me.
You're going to have to reboot.
Okay, do a reboot.
Well, what happens to McCabe in Virginia?
He'll still be there, right?
Can he hear us?
I'll have to call back.
It hung up on him.
I don't know, because my screen just froze.
What about your phone?
What about the phone? Is the phone blinking? Pot him up on the phone.
No, they're all blinking.
Oh, then the whole thing went down.
Yeah, the whole thing froze.
Damn. Sorry about that, McCabe. Give us a call back in a couple of minutes. Maybe there's been an issue with the phones. Maybe that's why the call volume has been down today.
Judge Judy on line
one. Okay, Eddie Edelman. Something wrong with the phone lines?
Was that an old trick of his? It's a little bit.
I think the phone lines have been down today.
Yeah. Kevin in North.
No one just wants to talk to you.
Kevin in North Carolina writes, "Good morning, guys. I'm pumped up for this game, mainly because I want the team to get some redemption for week one. Unfortunately, the game is not on TV here in North Carolina, so I'll have to listen to Zolak paint an audio picture of the game using grunts and other inaudible sounds."
Okay, so make sure that you want to be listening to the Xbox One Live post-game show.
So we'll tell you
what happened.
Because his painting of the game is like one of those where they just throw buckets of paint at a screen and it comes out as a rainbow of color.
That is not true. That is not true.
I enjoyed his highlight this morning on NFL Network on Akeem Ayers' interception. That's what happens when you play defense. What, so? What does that mean?
Interceptions happen, I guess, when you play defense.
As Kevin writes, "I like the Patriots big in this game. Here's a fantasy football question. You guys want it?
No.
Would you take the Giants defense at home against Washington or the Patriots defense at home against Miami? Thanks, guys.
Patriots defense is going to be a good one.
Kevin in High Point, North Carolina." I got to tell you, though, Giants against Washington's a good pick, too.
Guess what? It's both good picks.
It's a good pick to shut down an offense, but don't you get points for, like, sacks,
turnovers,
yeah, touchdowns?
Patriots haven't had a lot of turnovers of late. They are due. They actually haven't won the turnover battle in a month. I predict 4 turnovers today. I really do. I think you're going to get pick parade, maybe a strip sack. I think it's going to be a long day for the Dolphins on all areas.
I think both of them are good picks, and I don't think you're going to do wrong with either one of those in fantasy today.
What do you know about fantasy football? Now, is this one day fantasy football on DraftKings, or is this?
It's probably one day fantasy football on. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to say that here?
No, you're not.
Oh.
We're DraftKings all the way, baby. DK.
Let's go back to the phones if we have McCabe or no. Is McCabe on the line?
McCabe.
Nope, we got Brad in Maine, though. Brad in Maine is up next. Hi, Brad.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's Brad.
Up? Yeah, I kind of have the same feeling. I think that this game's going to get away from the Dolphins. It's kind of a slow week, in that aspect. But I just want to bring something up real quick. As far as the pregame show and the postgame show go, you guys all together have way better callers. There's no question. I do love PFW, but lately, the callers have been just, like, really slow and dragging on. It seems like, I don't know if it's because the games are starting or the excitement around, the game ending, but the callers are just way better on this show than they are. It doesn't seem like it drags as much, and you guys definitely have a lot of fun, which makes it exciting to listen to. So just wanted to touch base. I don't have a lot. I think we're going to kick their butt. Either way, I appreciate what you guys do, and keep it up.
Thanks, Brad from Maine.
All right, Brad, appreciate the call.
And of course, he's right.
And I don't want to blow smoke up Mark's ass because I like to keep his large head in check. But
it is large. It's almost an 8.
Oh,
we talked about this.
You've done me favors.
Yes.
I've gotten texts saying, wow, your head actually looks small next to Mark's.
Yeah, it's a large head.
You do a good job of kind of keeping sure. You're not the a-hole that Felger is to that point, but you're not the Fred lets him go on forever. Callers actually hang up on Fred.
There's a happy medium.
There's a happy medium in the middle, and I think you do a pretty good job of kind of walking.
A guy will be talking, and then we'll respond to him, and then all of a sudden the guy goes, all right, guys, I gotta go.
That's
they hang
how
up
most
on Fred.
No. Like 30% of the calls end that way. Literally, they tell Fred, "I gotta go now," so I'm gonna hang up.
Oh, okay. Well, seven and seven eighths, Andy. This head right here. So if you're buying me a hat,
getting bigger by the minute.
7 7/8. Yeah, it's a good one. I want one of those TB12 hats.
I don't believe you can buy those.
If you know someone who can get me one of those, that's what I'm looking
for.
My
guess would be a guy who has plenty of TB12 merchandise is whoever the writer was for that Sports Illustrated article.
He's got a whole closet full of it.
Because he is a literal walking advertisement.
A couple just became available. On his way out the door.
Oh, yeah.
It was like going to the, it's like going to the Grammys or something when you get one of those gift bags.
That and a cone of
the ice cream. Which is really just a cup full of guacamole frozen.
Are you guys telling me that I really need to read this?
Oh, it's laughable.
You haven't read it, Paul?
It's high comedy.
No, Paul, you got
to
read it.
I didn't plan to because Paul, it was you, just seems so
no,
silly to
Paul,
me.
Paul, you should read it because it there will be silly, lines in it and you're like, what?
It's silly, but it's entertaining silly. It Listen, really feels like, you know, in the Globe or whatever, in a real newspaper, like, paid advertisement. They make it look like it's a story, but at the top it says this is a paid advertisement.
I don't listen to that. If Tom Brady really believes all the stuff that he's doing helps him, then great. Keep
then
it
helps
it.
Him.
Then
right.
Even if it's placebo,
right.
Good for you, man. Keep it up. If that's what you need to do in your head to be as confident as you are to beat Tom Brady, do whatever it takes.
And some of
but
it I
weird,
buy.
The part I don't get is like the, well, if LeBron James did this.
Well, that's
like
the
sell part of it. Yeah. Where I'm like, come on, don't sell it. If this is what you do and you want to do, then great. Good for you. Keep it up.
But I buy some of it. Like I can buy the, he had been doing traditional lifting too long and his forearm muscles were tightened and they needed to kind of change the way he worked out.
But that's
I
like,
buy that.
That's science,
right,
isn't it?
Right. You know what isn't science? You buying everything that Mr. Miyagi says. Wax on, no wax off. He calls him Miyagi. He doesn't, like the writer calls him, Brady's own Miyagi.
McCabe is back on from Virginia. Hi, McCabe.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
What's up, bud?
Nothing. I got a question. Who's Miami's biggest threat for today's game?
Cameron Wake or Olivier Vernon?
See, I would say their ability to get pressure on Tom Brady.
Mm.
Are you looking for offensive guys to worry about?
Yeah, I was looking for a little of both.
Jarvis Landry is a guy that didn't do much very early in the season. Since then, he's been, you know, he's not a big yards per catch guy. I think he's under 10 yards a catch, but I think something like 63 catches on 76 targets.
So Julian Edelman.
A really high
punt returner, kick returner, everything.
High percentage guy that, you know, I think Kyle Arrington might get him, or you might just see Revis on him again. Another different kind of receiver that Revis could blank.
Yeah, definitely. I also got a prediction for today's game.
What do you got?
What do you got, McCabe?
I'm saying 38-10.
I'm with you.
I think that's what I went with.
I'm something along those lines.
But it might get to 50. 52-10, I feel.
If Miami starts turning the ball over. And
that would be sick.
Yeah, that'd be Avengers right there.
That would be.
Hey, give us a call in the post game. We'll talk about how close your prediction came, because I think you're going to be right in the game.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
All right, McCabe. Thanks for the call, bud.
Whew, I thought for sure he was going to ask where babies came from.
Oh, come on now, Andy. That's not nice.
Well, he said he had a question for us.
And that's the first thing that comes to his mind. Yeah. I have a question for you. That's the first thing that he thinks of.
Feel free to explain it if you'd like.
Well, you see, I don't know. Got the stalk and you got the stamen. Oh, that's flowers.
Okay, let's take our final timeout here on the
probably a good time
Patriots pregame social. This would probably be a great time for that. We still need to go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino. We'll talk to him coming up and finish up this. I'm trying to finish up this show strong today, Andy. All of us, we need to finish strong, and we will do that coming back next.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our Declaration of Allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Hey
have a prediction for today's game? Let us know about it on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email your prediction to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Mark, Andy, and Paul on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome back to the program. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Jump on board. If you've got some thoughts, please send them our way. In the meantime, let's go upstairs and go inside the press box.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino joining us from inside the Gillette Stadium press box, high above the field surface, getting a great view of all the pregame activity out there on the field. What's the latest, Eric? What do you see? And let me ask you specifically about two players, those being Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones. Have you seen them on the field at any point? What have they been doing?
Yes, they have been out here for the last 10 minutes or so. Both of them have finished their individual and position workouts. They're now in the full team 11-on-11 period, and both of them were getting first-team reps in their usual spots. Hightower was in the middle of that linebacking core, and Jones was at right defensive end. Now, we can never assume that what we see in warm-ups is what we're going to see on the field, but that's certainly a good sign for both of those guys.
Does it surprise you at all with Hightower in particular? We've seen Jones, obviously, on the practice field 3 weeks working back. But with Hightower, are you a little bit maybe pleasantly surprised?
Actually, I'd flip those around, Andy. I mean, because, you know, Hightower's been practicing as well, and he only missed, you know, 1 week. His injury didn't look like it was going to be something that was going to shelf him too long, I didn't think, when I saw it happen in Green Bay. Jones, on the other hand, even though he has been practicing, I thought maybe they'd be there's a possibility they could have been a little bit more cautious with him and hold him out until, you know, absolutely necessary. So I guess I'm maybe a little bit more pleasantly surprised with Jones than with Hightower.
What has this meant for Akeem Ayers, specifically, offensively?
Well, he was actually the third linebacker in the group in the first team reps. He was playing on the left side, just a step behind Nikovich. So it didn't appear in warm-ups that that was going to affect his playing time much, but I would still think that with this being Jones' first game back, maybe they'll do a lot more rotating with him. Maybe he doesn't go wire-to-wire here. And, you know, I think Ayers will probably stay on the field, I would guess, maybe a little bit more anyway. But he didn't look like he was having his play sacrificed at all based on pregame.
And we know, based on the last month plus, that the base defense they're lining up in will be almost irrelevant by the time we get to the game time, because they'll be in sub. So that front seven will be a front six, and how that's sort of positioned will change. I wanted to ask you about the Miami Dolphins, because from a New England perspective, we were actually joking with Adam Beasley, the Dolphins writer on our show earlier, that today's a beautiful December day. And from a Dolphins perspective, it's cold and chilly. What do you see from the Dolphins? A lot of long sleeves. How are they reacting to the December Foxborough weather?
Oh, they're playing in their all white today, so I think they're clearly taking advantage of the heat, the sunshine out here, to try to make it no hotter. Patriots sweat, obviously, big patience there. But no, they, it's a little bit unusual for them, this type of weather, but I didn't really notice any. But I mean, it wasn't like, remember the Cardinals game here a few years ago? Not the 2012, but the one that was kind of snowy. That day, Paul and I was like, joke, there was that defensive lineman who came out, and he had his hand tucked up under his sleeve.
He looked cold.
He looked very cold. There wasn't any of that going on today. It's actually really, like you said, Andy, relatively mild for this time of year up here. So I think the Dolphins are catching a little bit of a break when it comes to that. But I don't know if they're going to catch much of a break when kickoff starts, because, if what were to read, to believe what we read this week about the bulletin board material, I think, and plus potential hat and t-shirt game for the Patriots, I think the Dolphins it's going to be a very uphill battle for them today, weather notwithstanding.
Have you seen any kittens in the crowd or signs about kittens? Because I'm guessing at some point the cameras will catch some reference to Rob Gronkowski's kitten fetish and his softer side.
No, I did see one. There was like a couple of youngish women who had a sign that just said, "I heart Gronk." But that was the only the closest thing I saw to anything Gronk-related as far as signs in the crowd. But, hey, you know, the day is still young. There could be, the stadium is, you know, just starting to fill up as fans trickle in. So, you know, day's young. We could see some of that later on.
Plus, if anyone were going to miss some pussy cats, it'd be you.
Yeah. Glad
all right.
to talk to you guys. I really, you know, I really miss not being on the show last week.
All right, Eric. Very good.
One last note, if you want. There's a Santa Claus running around the field, and your Patriots cheerleaders are in Santa outfits as we speak.
Nice. And Drew Bledsoe, I heard, on the sideline.
Yeah, so hopefully Paul is composed down there and continue to be throughout the game. But, you know, they're not booing. They're staying through.
Okay. All right, Eric.
See you, Eric.
Thank you very much. Paul will be more composed talking to Drew.
Who's the pussy now?
And he would be talking to the Santa girls on the sideline.
I don't think there's much question about that.
That is the truth.
You all right over there?
No, I'm laughing at an email that's on my screen. Jordan from Prince George, British Columbia. Is it just me or does Eric's voice sound less douchey and pompous on these segments than those on PFW?
No.
No. And I would say, and we already talked about it, but one thing I would disagree with our colleague Eric on is the whole Hightower Jones situation. I think there's I was a little surprised that Hightower made it back as quickly, because I think that was a reasonably significant injury. And, yes, he was on the practice field, but by all accounts, couldn't run. He was running with his arm, which he had an injured shoulder, kind of stuck to his side as he was running, which told me that he was nowhere near ready to play last week. So to see him, that's a good sign that he's ready to go so quickly after that. So, I mean, that's good news on the injury front to have him back.
Quick update off Twitter, not really game-related today, but football in general. Jay Glazier has reported that at the Pro Bowl they're going to experiment with moving the goalposts narrower from the 18 feet 6 inches they are now to 14 feet.
Okay.
Interesting. Was that a Belichick proposal?
I don't know.
What do you guys think about that?
I don't care for it. I kind of think he...
That's good.
I feel like him. He ended his tweet with, "Been the same width since 1920. I like it. We're going to move baseballs to 92 feet?
Yeah.
I don't like it. We're going to move the basket to 11 and a half feet because they can jump higher these days?
Yeah, I don't like it. I know there's been a lot of talk over the years of increasing the size of the goal in hockey. I don't like that either. I don't know. They're always trying to tinker,
feels like,
I guess.
You know the phrase that has jumped the shark, jumped the shark? It feels like jumping the shark. What are you doing?
Stupid thing.
Easy. That got me in trouble when I made fun of that once. I don't like it at all. Don't care for it.
Let's go back to some emails.
Although it is just the Pro Bowl, so it's not like it's the season.
John predicts that Ninkovich will have 2 sacks today, and Patriots will be rushing the ball all day long.
I think Ninkovich is going to have a big game. He was talking about that right tackle who's been awful. Dallas Thomas, was it?
Yeah.
He's been awful, and Adam Beasley brought that up. I immediately thought of Nink on that.
Nink, I'd like to see him have a big day, even though
Ninko.
He does have that heel injury.
He does, but
you told dubbed you. Him fine.
I told you. I was watching him walk around in the locker room. He looked fine.
Amanda sent over her pudding recipe for the for the caca.
Caca!
Which tastes like caca.
And she says, replace the sugar with honey or dates. Isn't honey like all
sugar?
But it's like, natural.
It sure. is natural. It's not
And it can help
processed.
Your allergies
but
if
it's
you
like
get
fruit.
The organic.
I mean, there's a lot of sugar in,
right.
in fruit.
That's why I could
That's
never do
all,
one of those sugar-free diets.
And it's all natural.
Right.
But, you know, some of it is not
well, sugar.
Exactly.
I don't understand. I mean, sugar's natural, right? It comes from sugar cane. It's sugar.
That it does.
It grows out the earth.
Earth, weight of the earth on your shoulders. Poll Center update. Who
Poll
should
Center.
Darrell Revis cover today, Mike Wallace or Jarvis Landry?
I'm going to say Mike Wallace.
I'm going to agree.
I'm going to say Wallace, too. What do you think the results were?
I think people are going to say Landry.
No.
Yeah. Really?
70-30, Mike Wallace.
Oh, okay. Good job, fans.
There you go, fans. Nice.
I love when we give the stamp of approval. Yes. Was like, rejected idiocy stamp.
Wrong.
MVP vote. You idiot. You voted for Edelman.
I feel like the big play could hurt you, and Miami doesn't get a lot of big plays, so that's why I would want to have – I want to take Wallace out of the game, and I think Revis takes him out of the game.
Right.
Although, I will – you know, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm sure I said that heading into week one, and they did not take him out of the game that day.
And Wallace has always been a guy Belichick has tried to take out of the game for a long time. They've always seemingly built their defensive game plans against Steelers, Dolphins, kind of. Wallace was a primary concern.
I'm going to read this one last email. Hey, guys, just looking at the numbers, wanted to bring up a few points. Ryan Tannehill coming off a game with no interceptions against Baltimore. He has not had consecutive games without a pick since December of 2012. Andy already touched on the 661 rushing yards allowed by Miami's D. It's time to give Blunt more carries. Some callers need to follow Aaron Rodgers and just relax. Look at the numbers. Miami's D, 6 sacks in 4 games. The Pats D has 10. Our offensive line may look bad, but only to New England standards. We have had an amazing line in the past decade. But look at our line stats. We've allowed 2 sacks in 4 games. And Miami's offensive line has allowed, drum roll, please, 14 sacks in 4 games. I rest my case. Pats win big, 42-10.
Signed, Dale Arnold.
It's from Matt in Nova Scotia. Matt, thanks for the...
You can't just look at the sacks, watch the games, watch the pressures, and watch what happens to Tom Brady.
Thanks for your research. We appreciate it here. Don't listen to Andy. But do listen to Andy.
The Tannehill number is good.
Yeah.
The fact that he hasn't gone back-to-back games without a pick since... He's like the anti-Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't thrown a pick at home since 2012.
All right, wrapping up the program, we're going to be back here after this one, same place, for the Xbox One Patriots post-game show.
Ka-ka!
Myself, Paul, Andy, we will return, we will break this one down, and we will do it with your phone calls, emails, tweets, etc. So make sure after this one's over, come right back, we'll do it again. Enjoy the game, everybody.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins.
Patriots tight formation, quick hitter Brady with a play, making it open. Aaron Dobson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show, immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop, looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.